Picture that super soft t-shirt you love sleeping in. The one that gets softer and softer the more you wear it. Now you can bring that same lived-in softness to your entire bed with Signature Vintage Wash Sheets from Boll & Branch. This all-new collection is even softer than your favorite t-shirt, with a distinctly relaxed look and feel for your best night's sleep. Just like all Boll & Branch bedding, Signature Vintage Wash Sheets start with the highest quality, 100% organic cotton. The lived-in and feel comes from a small batch washing process, creating a level of softness you've never felt before. And it's not just the feel. Boll & Branch mastered the laid-back aesthetic using a special technique that creates the well-loved look you'll find with vintage jeans. And true to the Boll & Branch hallmark, Signature Vintage Wash Sheets get softer and softer with every wash. Right now, you can get 15% off your first order with promo code ODYSSEY and save on their most relaxing sheets. So head to BollAndBranch.com today. That's B-O-L-L and Branch.com.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hello, and welcome to Unwritten from Odyssey and MLB with Ron Darling. I'm Jimmy Rollins. Today we're doing something a little different on the show and focusing on one of the special moments from every baseball season. That's the MLB All-Star Game. Ron, you were named to an All-Star team early in your career. I made three, so we both have some stories to tell. And I'll be a part of All-Star this year, managing the AL Futures team, something I'm looking much forward to. Being able to talk to these guys and, you know, just part a little wisdom on them. They're close. They're all stars for a reason. And I want to just make sure that they keep focused on the bigger picture, and that's getting to the big leagues. But we'll talk about that later. But what do you remember from your All-Star game? And are there rules, unwritten rules, to being selected as a rookie, as a younger player, respecting the process, staying out of the way, getting into things? What is your take on how to approach your first All-Star game?
Oh, Jimmy, I have so many thoughts on the All-Star game. And like you said, I only went to one. But, you know, this is definitely an unwritten rule, is when you get there, I don't care who you are, if you're a first-time All-Star or a 20-time All-Star, you got to sign 60 dozen balls. Whether you like it or not, there's a table with 60 dozen balls, and all you see is baseball players in their underwear, and in my day, half of them with a smoking, sitting at a table signing the baseballs for what seems like hours. That's one of the unwritten rules. The second one I always thought is that you don't really go up to the veteran guys. And I'm talking to guys that, you know, like 10 or 15 year all-stars. You don't really go up to them. You wait for them to kind of talk to you, because, you know, you just feel like, and sometimes they make you feel like this too. It's like, oh, you made one all-star. This is my 15th. You know what I mean? Like, you have that feeling that there's pecking order in
for
the
sure.
clubhouse. But then you realize, after you've been there for a half hour, hour in the clubhouse, whatever, and everyone's, you know, got their jockey shorts on, or some guys nothing, as they're walking to and fro, getting ready for whatever, is that this is the same locker room we've all been involved in. We're out to, you know, we're going to go out and have a little practice on Monday. We're going to play in the game on Tuesday. But I don't know about you. It makes you feel like all the hard work that you had put into it has now been realized. You feel proud, not only for yourself, but you feel proud for your family, the great coaches that helped you along the way. You just feel like, you know, those people that you never wanted to let down, you gave them a real inspiration.
Ryan, you hit it right on the head. Off the bat, shall I say, you're signing so many things. And for me, not that I didn't want to sign them, it was just so overwhelming. Like, I have to sign all of this stuff in these couple of days, and all I want to do is be a part of the festivities, just watch the people, watch the men at work. I was a rookie to my first All-Star game in 2001, and it was just like, what am I doing in this clubhouse? You know, where do I go? And you said I would just look at guys and just, you know, kind of cut my eyes to the left, cut my eyes to the right, kept my head down, like, I'm not saying anything to anyone. There's no chance I'm going to say, walk over to Barry Bonds and say something, walk over to Randy Johnson and say something. My saving grace was Curt Schilling.
Oh, nice.
Having played in the same organization, as he was going through his rehab in 2001 before he got traded. Maybe it was 2000, I'm sorry, before he got traded to Arizona, or however he got to Arizona. He specifically called me to take a batch of him while he was throwing a simulated game. And so that right there just helped me to build some type of player-to-player relationship. So when I walked in there,
yeah,
you know, I guess Kurt just saw the look on my face like a deer in headlights. He just put his arm around me. He's like, all right, let me walk you around. You know, this is where you're going to do all your signing. Here's your locker. You know, go say hi to guys. And I'm like, I appreciate it, but I'm good. And he forced me to come out of my shell then, because I did not know what the rules were. I just got to the big leagues. I'm 3 months into my career. I'm still learning the rules of the regular clubhouse. So you walk into this clubhouse where you have superstars and guys that are protected. They have their security with them. They have their crew with them. It's just like, I don't know what to do. I just want to get in uniform and get out on the field, because that is the only thing that makes sense to me. Be out on the field, play catch, you know. And then here's the funny part too. And this is something, I mean, I don't know how the pitches are, but as position players, you have your guy that you play catch with all the time. It was me and Chase. I always played, you know, catch my second baseman. Now I'm 3 months in. And as you said, this guy has 10 All-Stars. This guy has 15. Across the way, you know, was Cal's last All-Star game. Tony, I think, was an honorary member. But I'm sitting there like, although it made sense to be on this field in uniform, who do I play catch with? I can't ask anyone to play catch. It's like, I have to be invited to play catch with them, you know, because like I said, those are unwritten things that you don't think about until you're in the moment. It's like, whoa, I can't go to Chipper Jones like, hey, you want to play catch? Like, Chipper might have a buddy that he wants to play catch with. So it was just crazy. It was just like so overwhelming.
From the Philadelphia Phillies, shortstop Jimmy Rollins.
I'm picturing you at some point thrown up against the wall because you couldn't get a partner. That's hilarious. The another unwritten rule, and thank God someone broke this for me, is that you don't ask any of the big all-stars for a picture. And that's really what you want. Mm-hmm. I mean, you want a picture of you and whatever. So I was lucky. I'm on the field. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you felt this way too, but I'm in uniform. I'm on the field. And for the first time in my life, I don't know where to stand. I don't know where to walk. I don't know who to look at. I'm like lost on this field. But the photographer, I think he's more of a guide that gets guys autograph sessions. Me is mm-hmm. his name. I think you probably know,
yes.
Right?
Yep. Still.
Yeah. A big fella. So he comes over and says, because, you know, he has never met an unwritten rule in his life. He's broken more rules than anyone in the history of the game.
All
but
day.
He comes over and he says, hey, Ronnie, you want to take a picture with Nolan Ryan? I said, Nolan, you want to take a picture? He's like, yeah, cool. And he started the process. So I took a picture with Nolan, took a picture with Fernando Valenzuela, Pete Rose, I have in my office here because Pete was always one of my favorite players, all of that stuff. And I remember afterwards asking him like I was a 5-year-old. Now, you're sure you're going to send me these pictures.
Right.
Don't run
right.
out on me. I got to have these pictures, all that stuff. And but I have two favorite stories from the All-Star game.
Mm-hmm.
One is off the field. So I fly my parents. My All-Star game was in Minnesota. Mm-hmm. Now, if you're going to have an All-Star game, Minnesota, the old Homer Dome is probably maybe 30th on the list of where you'd like to have an All-Star game, because you know it's not open air, it's indoors.
Yep.
You know, I don't know if you played,
but it's loud though. It's loud. Yeah.
Yeah, it's
with
loud.
The baggy. Yeah,
you had to walk. You had to be in your locker room. You had to walk down
the stairs. Yes.
Down the stairs. So I invited my parents, and they have the big dinner on Monday. You know, it's a big, beautiful dinner. It's all the suits, of course, from MLB, all you and your parents, whatever. And my mom and dad, who are blue-collar folks, they get there, and there's this ice sculpture with more shrimp than you've ever seen in your life. They thought that was the coolest thing. They had never seen an ice sculpture one, and they had never seen unlimited shrimp. And my mom was like, "No, can we eat that?" I said, "Yeah, you get a plate. You can eat as many as you want." "As many as you want?" I said, "Yes, you can eat as many as you want." That, to me, signified, you know, that for this one night, the darlings from Worcester, Massachusetts had made it, at least to have all this free shrimp.
Right.
And then the second one, the second story happened on the field, Jimmy, and you'd love this. So I did have a throwing partner. Dwight Gooden made the All-Star team as well. So he and I were able to play some catch. So as we're playing catch in right field, and again, feeling a little bit out of our element, our manager was Dick Williams. And Dick Williams was the manager of the Padres, but he had managed so many teams. The Red Sox in 1967 that almost beat the Cardinals to win the World Series. So he had been around forever. Oh, he also managed the Oakland A's teams that you know from, well, you don't know because you're not that young, but you know, 72, 73, 74, when they won three World Series, he was the manager of that team. So he comes out to Dwight and I, and he introduces himself. He says, "Hey, guys, you're having a great year. I know about you guys. You've had two great years. And I just wanted to tell you one thing. I've been around a long time, and I've managed All-Star games before. And I do not play young players or pitchers in All-Star games."
Oh, wow.
"So tomorrow, you both will have the day off." And I didn't know whether to be appalled or excited, because I was a little appalled because my parents are here. I want to pitch in the All-Star game.
Correct.
And show what I can do. Or a little excited because, you know, I'd already had about 150 innings at the All-Star break. I could use the break. And watching, instead of having the pressure to have a perform, was pretty cool too. But that's something that would never happen today. A manager just coming up and saying, "I'm going to shut you down, so don't even worry about it." Is that crazy?
Not at all. Can you imagine the feelings that would be hurt?
all
the phone calls you'd have to handle before they all you tell my player what? Like, no. I can't imagine that.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
For me, I have a number of memories from my first All-Star game. One, you know, just being on the field and not even feeling worthy. Like, I don't even know why I'm here, but they selected me, you know, Bobby Valentine. And I'm like, thank you. You know, that's all I could really say. It was like, thank you. Like, I don't know why you chose me, but I'm here and I don't even know why I'm here. And I didn't even care if I played. I wanted to play. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
But I didn't care if I played. I'm like, I don't care. I'm 3 months into my career. If I just sat here, my parents were there, a sister, I think my brother. If I as long as they're enjoying themselves, that's all that matters. I'm in the clubhouse with stars. I'm in the dugout with stars. I'm in a cage watching stars work. I didn't care if I played, but I did get to play. But the best, I have two memories that I took from that game, and it's just so funny. One is funny. One was like, just really, really cow that you're really going to do this. But his first at bat in the All-Star game, you know, well, before that, we're playing in Seattle, and, you know, we're hitting first, and Alex is starting that third. I was starting that short. Cal was at third, and before the game, Alex was like, "No."
This the game.
This is the game.
Cal has no idea, and Alex Rodriguez said, "You know what? I want Ripken to play short."
And Alex like, "No. You're going to play short. I'm going to play third." And Cal was like, "No." And eventually, he acquiesced, and you know, he went to shortstop. And I thought that was a pretty classy move. By Alex, because by all means, Cal is a shortstop, was a shortstop, and will always be a shortstop, even though he moved to third later. But his first at bat, I want to say maybe the first pitch of the game, first at bat, Waka, a home run to the left.
No.
And I'm just grabbing my head, just mind blown, like, are you serious? Like his last All-Star game, and he hits a home run.
Rips one.
You couldn't write this in a script. And even if you did, you'd be like, nah, it's too cliche. We can't really use that. You know, it's to start the movie. Like it is, like everybody expects that to happen in a movie. But to see it happen in real life, it was like, you have got to be kidding me. Like, what can't this man do? Like, he's made
like
for
a
the moment.
Dreams yeah, moment.
Yes, yeah. Exactly. It was so mind blowing. I will never forget it. Just being just in that moment, witnessing this history, this historic moment in an All-Star game and his last one, like this is just wild. Like I said, you couldn't write this in a script and have people believe it. Like, no, yeah, duh, who wouldn't write that in a script? But to see it actually happen is one thing. Two was Cal and Tony being honored, I think in about the fifth inning or something like that. And, you know, everybody's from both sides, AL, NL, are coming out on the field to honor these guys. And I was just in the dugout, just like, I'm not going out there. You know, like I grew up watching these guys. One, two, like I said, I'm 3 months into my career. Three, why, what do you want me to do? I'm looking at all these guys on the field, put in service time. I watched them since the time I was in maybe middle school and high school, and I'm playing with them. Like, look, I'm just happy to be in this dugout. You guys go enjoy that moment. But once again, here comes Curt Schilling. Like, what are you doing? I have my camera out. I'm like, I'm standing in the dugout. He's like, get your ass out here. I was like, I'm good, Curt. And he came in. He was like, if you don't get your ass out here. And I just walked out just feeling just so unworthy, my head down. Just like, man, this dude's making me come out here. Everybody's looking at me now. Like, why? You know, that's like, funny. It's just all these things that are going through your head. Like I said, I don't think people really grasp the moment, like when it's your first All-Star game and you're young, like you don't feel like you belong there. If you have any humility to yourself, it's like, you know, maybe in a couple years, but months into my career, a year into my career, not at all. But it was a great moment. I'm glad he did that because I would have missed it. I would have been on the sidelines and not on the field in the moment, seeing the guys, looking at their faces, seeing the joy and being part of that honor. And then when I look back at it, yes, I am a part of the history of baseball. I grew up watching baseball, watching these guys learning, admiring, playing against them now. Like, yeah, I am actually a part of that fraternity, although at that time I did not feel that way. And third is a funny story. And it was Tommy Lasorda. I'm sitting there and I'm talking to Curt Schilling, and Vlad is hitting. And, you know, Tommy is getting a little bit up there in age at the time. Tommy was always old to me. I mean, Tommy lived forever, seems like, you know, but he always just seemed like he was up in there in age. And he was the third base coach. And I've played against Vladimir Guerrero at that point. I'm playing shortstop, and that's too close with the glove on. I trust my glove. And I'm looking at Curt, And I'm like, Kurt, I think Tommy's a little too close. And he was like, huh? I was like, if Vlad turns on one, he's not going to be able to get out the way. And he was like, good point. And so he starts yelling at Tommy, like, bag up, bag up. And he and Tommy's, you know, just, you know, Tommy's just Tommy. He's stubborn. Nah, I'm good. I'm going to stay right here.
Of course.
And a couple pitches later, and thank God it was not a ball. Vlad gets jammed and the barrel flies, I don't know, 110 feet, you know, towards Tommy. And you just see him just bagging up and he has no idea which direction to go. The bat is twirling, helicoptering, and hits him square in his belly and knocks him down. He does a bat flip. And I looked at Kurt. I'm like, I told you he was too close. And we all start dying laughing. I think Barry runs out and gives him, like, you know, catches equipment to protect them. And there's one of those moments Tommy gets up and he takes his hat off and the crowd goes crazy. And those are just moments that you can't create. Like I said, I mean, Hollywood stuff that was happening that day. And that was my first All-Star game. And then I finally got in the bat. I'm facing Troy Percival. And honestly, I don't remember if I swung. I may have, may not have. But I ended up getting a walk. Look, and it wasn't because I didn't want to swing. I just could not swing. Yeah. That was not coming off my shoulder.
Could not swing.
I just couldn't do it. I could not swing, well, man.
I always think that thank God that Vlad didn't hit a seed over there at Tommy and hit him, because that could have happened too. Hey, I got an unwritten rule for you. And I mentioned Pete Rose before. It was one of my favorite players. But he did something in an All-Star game that I consider out of bounds.
Yes.
And because the All-Star game is an exhibition, okay? Mm-hmm. And it's kind of like in spring training. In spring training, you're there to get your work, but, you know, I'm not going to bowl you over at the plate. I'm not going to bowl you over at second. If it's a close play at first, I'm not going to slide into you. I'm going to let you tag me, all those kind of things.
Right.
And I always felt like the All-Star game was like that as well. And you know, Pete has that famous play where he bowled over Ray Fosse. Ray Fosse became a friend of mine later because, you know, he did the Oakland A's games forever and I played in Oakland. But I wanted to get your take on that. You thought that was out of bounds as well, right?
Up the middle. Rose is on his way around. Picked up by Otis. Rose is coming to the plate. Throws a throw. He's in. It's all over. The National League win.
Oh, for certain. For certain. I mean, I've only seen it on TV and or YouTube, whatever, whichever you find your stuff, Google. But yeah, it was I didn't understand it, you know, and everybody knows, you know, Pete played hard, but understanding this is an All-Star game, the number one goal is to entertain and then get back to the season healthy and help your team win, you know, hopefully a championship that year. So to come in to the plate and not slide a courtesy slide, like either you're safe or you're out. That's it. But to put himself in position to get hurt also is uncalled for.
Yeah.
There's no space for that at that type of game. It is an exhibition at the end of the day. Yes, you want to win so you can have bragging rights, but that is it. You win for bragging rights. You're not trying to hurt anybody. You slide when you need to slide, peel off if you don't have a chance, and everybody goes back to their, you know, respective team. So, you know, to run into a guy and hurt him and injure him, yeah, that's way out of bounds.
Yeah, you know, I always think of it this way, because Pete, you know, he was invincible, right? Still is probably. But, you know, he only thinks of playing hard and that Fosse got hurt. Imagine if Pete got hurt and all of those hits and being the hit king never happened because he had hurt himself. So, you know, that's something that he should have thought of. Hey, I got one for you because.
Got it.
You told me your first one was in 2001.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where A-Rod and Cal switched positions.
Mm-hmm.
And you played in the 2002 one, which is famous for another reason, that the game never ended. How what was it like at the end? Game that ended in a tie.
It was mad confusion because no one knew what to do. It's, you know, do we keep playing? And as players, we're like, I mean, maybe another inning. But at the same time, it's an All-Star game, so it doesn't really count for much, you know, and that's how we felt. And, you know, I was out the game by that time. And, you know, when you're out the game, it's like, OK, let's hurry up and wrap this thing up so we can get going, go to any parties that are still happening out there, go see the family and get ready to go back home. But that changed the way the All-Star games were perceived. you know, this one counts. You have to keep a player in reserve just in case we go extra innings. And that changed the way managers had to, you know, manage the All-Star game. I know you want to play, but we have, just in case we go extra innings, we can't have 2002 happen all over again. So it definitely changed the way the All-Star game was perceived. And then, which is, I think, still to this day, horrible, it determined home field advantage for the World Series. Excuse me? An exhibition game. An exhibition game is going to determine home field advantage for the World Series. Ron.
I almost forgot seriously, about bro? That. Jeez.
Seriously?
Yeah, exactly.
Come on now. An exhibition game. Not the team with the better record, but an exhibition game that you might get one at bat, two at bats in. You're going through different pitchers just to make sure everybody get in. And or guys make the team and they can't pitch because they just pitched 2 days before. And you know, we don't want them to get injured in an All-Star game. That's what you're going to use to determine who has home field during the World Series, the most important games of any given season, an All-Star game.
Remember Iverson? Practice.
Mm-hmm. Practice.
We're talking about practice. You just did it with exhibition. I love it.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I've been privileged to, I don't know if I've been selected or someone they thought about, but I got a call from Dale Matthews and was like, hey, you know, the All-Star game is in Los Angeles this year. Would you like to manage the Futures team? And I was, first, I'm like, nah, not really. I don't know if I'm cut out to be that. Then I thought about the opportunity of being able to be on the field in uniform and being a part of baseball's funnest event of the year. I mean, the World Series is great, but, you know, it's two teams and they're representing their respective cities. But the All-Star game, you're getting the best prospects, the Futures game at least, the best prospects from every organization coming together on one field. And I'm like, you know what? I think I actually would like to be a part of this. I think I actually would like to be able to be present and meet some of these guys before they become stars of the game. And the first thing that went through my mind is like, okay, who are these guys? I called Dale, hey, get me a roster as soon as possible, because I at least want to be able to pronounce names, hopefully put a face with the name, and then have some fun with them. Be back in uniform. I know they're going to be guys that or babies. Probably never seen me play, maybe even never heard my name. I don't know, but it doesn't matter to have that presence in there and impart to impart some knowledge on them about the future, hopefully of their career and how to go about their business. That's the part I'm looking, you know, forward to the most. It's a 7-inning game. It's an exhibition. I told Dale, let me know which guys are off limits. I think they're going to hold guys back maybe from starts, because even organizations understand that this is a chance for them to showcase their player and for the player to showcase himself. They pull guys back. And now, after, you know, all of that is taken care of, I'm starting to try to figure out, how am I going to get these guys playing time? It's 7 innings. It's tough enough in a 9-inning game, but it's 7 innings. Thank God there's a DH. We can split guys up, you know, position players. Think they're going to be 3 catchers, so maybe 2 will catch and 1 will DH the entire game. I haven't figured that stuff out, but I'm definitely looking forward to it. It's here in LA, which is where I live, a beautiful stadium, one of the baseball cathedrals. And I don't think you really appreciate it until you're out there a number of times when you can sit there and look at the grass, how it's manicured, the carpet, the environment you're playing in, the flashing lights, the best speaker system in the game. These players get to experience that, and I would love to be there and, you know, share some stories with them. And hopefully they're asking. If they're not asking, you know, I don't have a problem talking. I'll tell them things and engage them. So 2022 Futures Game AL manager will be myself at the beautiful Dodger Stadium. So you're going to have your handful coming up against us, brother. I know you missed a Dodger, but, you know, this AL team going to have something for you. So hope you guys, you know, join us, watch the game. Yes, we know there's an MLB All-Star Game happening, Home Run Derby, all the fun, exciting stuff. But to catch these young kids before they get there, I get to be a part of that, and I'm looking forward to it. Thanks for joining us today on Unwritten, another episode in the books with Ron Darling and myself, Jimmy Rollins. Thanks for listening, and see you next time. We'll be right back.